Sanhedrin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Meis Le Meis. We're talking over here about the dinim of a melech. The dinim of Meis Le Meis by Kohen Gadol we discussed in Mishnah Aleph. Over here by a melech, there's no reason for him not to be by the Levaya, there's no issue for him to be mitame. From deswegen, als kovod ha-malchus, there are certain restrictions in place about his hishtatfus in the Levaya. Any yoytze mipesach paltrun shaloi, he doesn't leave the doorway of his palace. Kovod ha-malchus is that he doesn't follow. A melech is a leader. A melech doesn't follow after. It's not part of the crowd. Reb Yehuda Oimem, Reitze lotzis achra amite yoytze. If he wants to, he can follow. Shekem atzinu b'dovet sheyotze achra mitose shal Avner. Avner Bener, who was the Sar Tzvo of Shol, was killed by Yoyev ben Tzruya. And Dovid HaMelech followed. You could go to Avner's Kever, it's still known today. It's in Chevron, which was the ear of the Malchus of Dovid. And he followed the Mita to the Beis HaKvah. Shanema HaMelech Dovid Hoylech Acher HaMita. It's possible, by the way, that this is not a random review, the Darshing of Pasuk. It's a little bit similar to the Halacha Mishnah Beis, that Yehuda is the one who holds that the Melech could be Meichel Al-Kvoidai, Mipnei Tzarech Mitzvah. So if he wants, Mipnei Kvoidai Shomes, he can be Mevata Al-Kvoidai. But Rabbi Yehuda says he has a pasuk. Amru lo, the Chacham say, no, that's not the pshat over there. Over there, the Maisa was like this. The Maisa was, is that Yoyev ben Tzruya took matters into his own hand, and he killed a few generals that David HaMelech did not agree, but he decided on his own. It was ostensibly l'chvoidei shel David, but David saw in those acts an act of merida b'malchus. And sure enough, in the Haftarah of Parshas Vayechi, David HaMelech tells Yoyev ben Tzruya to treat Yoyev ben Tzruya as a Moed B'Malchus. He was not killed, which is the halacha of Moed B'Malchus. A Melech is not allowed to be Moichel HaKvod. He has to kill a Moed B'Malchus. David HaMelech was Mevater in a few instances. Shimi ben Geru, Yoyev ben Tzruya. But in the Haftarah of Parshas Vayechi, his last will and testament, he is Mitzaveh Shleim HaMelech, his successor, V'inei Imcho. Shimi ben Gera min ayimini mi bachurim, v'hu killani klolun them retzes, and he's mitzav him to kill him. And he also tells him, v'gam ato yadate is asher osu li yoyim ben tzuy asher osu l'shnei, tzore tzivo is yisro la'avne ben er, la'mosu ben yesu v'yahagim, v'yosim t'me v'chom b'sholim. They were killed not in an act of battle, but in sholim. So memelo, he should be killed. V'asisi kechoch masecha, v'loy sere tzev osu b'sholim sholim. Now, of course, we understand that the Helig Dovid HaMelech is not giving this over as a last tzivui of being vindictive, of fulfilling a rotzen for nekama. We're talking about he had to be mekayim the din. He had to be mekayim the din of being of. He was mevater bechayov because of cheshbonis, but the din had to be carried out. They murdered b'malchus. So Memela, since part of the story over here was this was the point of succession of Dovid HaMelech to the throne of Shaul. And David HaMelech had to show that this was Ratzon Hashem, there was nothing personal. A chelik of that was, is that those that still followed the Malchus of Shaul, that hadn't yet made their peace with the succession of David, Sheyoshev al Kisei Hashem, David HaMelech had to show that he was the Bechir Hashem, that he was not wiping out Shaul's people, Stam Hazoy. So Mele was a very sensitive issue, the Harig of Avner Bener. Avner Bener was also from the Rosh Sanhedrin. Yoyev ben Tzruya, by the way, was a tzaddik yisoid oilom. It was a mistake in judgment. The Gemara says Yoyev ben Tzruya was an echod bidoiroi in tzidkus and in the midah of chesed. He wasn't a bloodthirsty general ruthlessly wiping out his enemies. So the pasuk says v'amelech David hoylech achamita. Yehuda boys from there that he has a right to waive his covenant. He had to do that lefaisom. It was a calculated decision. So Mele, you can't bring a raya from there. We had the first step of this in Mishnah Aleph by Koyin. Also, when they served the Sudas Havro to the Melech on one of his relatives, Kolom Mesubin Ala Oretz, v'hu meisiv by Koyin, who's mechuyiv to treat him with COVID, but not with Emas Melech Olov, Godol Me'echov. Over here is a higher Madrega. So Mele, who meisiv not on a safsal, he's meisiv ala dargush. Dargush is a like a sofa, and that's already there covered. The Om can't see him in a state of degradation, of sitting on the ground, or even sitting on a low chair. Mishnah Dalet. Umoitzin l'mechemes ha'rishus al pi bezden shel shivim ve'achot. The melech, when he makes a decision that's nageh to the am, makes that decision in tandem with the bezden ha'godol, the Sanhedrin ha'godol. We learned this out from Psukim by David HaMelech. This is the way they went out l'mechemes. The Gemara describes the process by David HaMelech of going out l'mechemes ha'rishus. What's l'mechemes ha'rishus? Not against Amalek, and not against Shiva Amim, but to secure borders for Klal Yisrael, to secure more territory for Klal Yisrael. David HaMelech was Oisik in Mulchama, L'shem Harchovas Gvulim of Klal Yisrael, to bring security and wealth to Klal Yisrael, and that needs Haskama from the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Uperitz Lasis Leiderech Ve'emim Achim B'yodeh. The Melech has the right, what we call today in English, eminent domain, which means that he could go through, if he needs to build a road to take him to the battlefield, he could blaze his path through the fields of others. It's not Gezel. He's allowed to do that. A remez that we just had in this week's parasha is the Melech Peretz Loiderech, is Malchus of Beis David, comes from Peretz, not from Zorach, from the sons of Yehuda and Tamar. And the Velt finds a remez in that, is the Peretz, Ma Peretz Lolecho Peretz, is Melech Peretz Loigedeh. You can't be moicha against him. Derech haMelech ain lo shir. He can decide how wide he wants the road to be. V'chol ha'om, when they go out to battle and they're victorious, boizizin. Boizizin means they can take booty, loot. V'noisnul lefonov, they have to bring it in front of the Melech. They have to put it down. The Melech takes his pick. Hunoitul chelik b'roish, and then after that they take. Now, of course, a Melech like David haMelech is only going to take what's necessary for Ratzon Hashem. So David HaMelech from the Bizas Muhammad took whatever was necessary for the future building. He stockpiled materials that were necessary for the building of the Beis Hashem, the Beis HaMikdosh. The Beis HaMikdosh that was built by Shlomo HaMelech was built with materials that were gathered in storehouses and treasure houses by David HaMelech. So that's the whole Muhammad is l'chvayd Hashem. The Malchus is a reflection of Malchus Hashem. The kovid that Klal Yisrael gives the Melech is a reflection of Kloid Shamayim, Machusa Darkein, Machusa Derekia, and that which the Melech does when he's a proper Melech is making decisions based on kovid Hashem. The Mishnah continues that in order, since the Melech reflects that Madrega, the Nisoyon of stepping out of line is great by a Melech. And we see, in times of the first place of Migdash, Klal Yisrael was led by proper malachim, but we see how many of them were sor min haderech because the nesoyin is great. David, the Gemara even says by Shlomo HaMelech that there was something a little bit missing. The Heilige Shlomo HaMelech, but still it wasn't on the madrega of David HaMelech. The Mishnah says from the Torah, this is in Parsha Shoftim, lo yar b'loy noshim, because that could be meser liboy. It's hard for us to relate to this halacha. He's only allowed to have 18 wives. Okay? L'chayra, the reason why the Melech would be Marbe Benoshim is because a chelik of the Kovet HaMalchus is for the Melech to father a large family. In order that there should be an Arum, there should be a whole Chotzer HaMalchus, there should be a base Malchus, a Mishpacha Malchus. That again is a chelik of the Malchus of the Ara came Machusa Dirakia. Shmoneh Esrei, you can see in it a remez. Shmoneh Esrei is already a hecher number. Kel Chai. Chai is 18. Brought down this form, such a remez. We daven Shmoneh Esrei with the number 18. So there were 18 wives, that was the Shlemis, but more than that is stepping over line. The Gemara learns this out of a pasuk in Shmuel, which says by David HaMelech that the Ma'at Voisifulcho Kohenu V'Kohenu. So there were 6 wives, so Kohen v'Kohen is another twice that amount, a grand total of 18. There is a machlekes, the Rambam, the Ravid, whether this is only by properly wedded women, with Kedushin of Ksuba, or even what's known as a Pilegesh. And here's the Mokum to say, there's a concept that's known in the Sifrei Nevi'im called a Pilegesh, which is a woman that's miyuchid to live with that man, not derech hefkerus, but without Kedushin, without a Ksuba. Is that called one of the 18 wives? The Rambam includes such a woman in the 18 wives since she's miyuchil tashmishoy. That's included in the 18. The Ravid disagrees. He says only properly wedded women. Agav, the whole halacha of a Pilegesh, the Rambam holds, is only a hetar by a Melech. The Rambam holds that there's a lav on a man being boiled a woman, shaloi b'kedushin, loy b'ishus. There's a lav of hefkerus, of loisia kedesha. Other Rishonim argue, and they say if the man and the woman are living together in an official relationship, even though that relationship was not created with a kinyan, a chalois kedushin v'nisuin, they're not over that lav. But the Rambam holds the lav is a lav. It's only by the melech, because any woman who is miyuchid, l'tashmishoi, also l'shtamish b'shavite shal melech, like we learned earlier. So that itself is not derech hefkeres. But any woman who's living with a man, even if right now they're living together as man and woman, but if she can move out and she doesn't need a get, that itself is the derech hefkeres. So the Rambam holds there's no heter pilakshim. Again, Rishonim disagree. The same Reb Yehuda being chalik in the Gidre, how Malchus over here is Mekel again, but it's a different type of Kula. Before he was Mekel B'Kovet Shal Malchus. Here he's Mekel with the amount of Zihirus that the Melech needs in order to safeguard the Gedorim of him being completely Nichnat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which is the last in apostle. Shlomo HaMelech married hundreds of women. Kimavur, the Shal is how he did it. Maybe they were Palakshim and he wasn't over on the Halacha of the Torah. Goes into the Rambam Raiva that we just mentioned. But the Pasuk says, Hashem. This type of Riboy of Sorora of Malchus could be Mesir Liboy. So Yudah says, the Torah is just giving him an idea of what would be Mesa Levavoy, but not that there's an Isser Gomor. Ken Zayin of Yehuda that doesn't hold the covet of the Malchus is unapproachable. The Melech could also be Mevatla al Kvoidoy. So Memela, it's not Mamish Kain Malchus de Shemayim. So Memela, he doesn't need as much Zihirus. Maybe Reb Yehuda Lishitase. Reb Shimon Oimer Afilo Achas Mesirus Libarez Elo Yisoeno. Even if there's one that he marries, that's Mesir Slavovi, that's not completely Nemon, to Torah, also would be awesome. What does that have to do with the amount? If they're Mesir Slavovi, they're Mesir Slavovi. Zokter, Shimon, who's the Tanakhama really, says, Afilu Kavi Gael, even we're talking about Tzidkonis Gemura, she was Mamish on the Madrega of Ruach HaKadosh of Nevuah, Afilu Hochi, if it's 18, the Etzem Ribui of the amount will be Mesir Slavovi. It has to be that way. There's a discussion over here in Pshat. Normal when you have a Tana Kama and you have a Tana, and then you have Reb Shimon Oimer who's arguing with Yehuda, but it sounds like it could stem with the Tana Kama. But if it's brought down the Mishnah as three opinions, that means that there is three opinions. What would be the three opinions over here? He holds that the 18 is non-negotiable. The Teretz is Reb Shimon is saying Afilo Achas. He's not allowed to marry an Isha Prutza, even if he plans on reforming her, and even if he has a cheshbon why he's marrying her, he's not allowed to marry a woman who's not a tzadekas gemura. The Tanakhama disagrees with that. Tanakhama says, not allowed to marry 18. The Torah doesn't say 1. The Torah says 18 shall Layos Levavi. Reb Shimon holds that Layos Levavi stands for itself, Afilu Achas, and the 18 is non-negotiable. Others disagree with this, and they learn that Reb Shimon is really just interpreting being Mefarish the Tanakhama. Loyar b'Loisusim, a sus, the royal horse, the royal stables, is a simon of Malchus. Today we would have Lahavdol of Havdolos, you have a king's chveis in Africa or in Asia, and they'll have a fleet of cars. So no, they had the royal Malchus, a horse is a royal animal. Lo yarbe leisusim, because that could lead to gaiva. El kedei merkafte, what he needs for the cavalry, for the troops. The kesef isol lo yarbe leimoid, el kedei liten afsanyo. He shouldn't have an unlimited amount of kesef izov because that leads to gaiva. He's allowed to have as much as he needs. Asfanyo is an obscure word, but it means the salaries that he needs for the troops. B'chule. Now, David HaMelech gathered kesef izov ad ein shir, but that was for the binyan beis hamikdash. The pasuk over here says lo yar beloy kesef izov. He's not allowed to gather in his own private account. We see today what it looks like a melech who's independently a billionaire. There's a certain gaiva that comes along with that. One of the mitzvahs of a melech is that he writes his own Sefer Torah. It's Yotze L'Mulchama. When he's Yotze L'Mulchama, Metziyim, he goes out with him. This, he has to be, his Malchus has to be an expression of carrying out Rotzna Bari. He goes with the Sefer Torah. Nichnos, he comes in from Mulchama, Machniso Imoy. Yoshev Bidin, Hu Imoy, Mesiv, He Kenegdoi. It always goes with him. He's lying down, he's sleeping, he's eating. It goes with him. Shanema, Vahoyso Imoy, V'korob B'Kol Yimechayev. V'korob B'Kol Yimechayev is one thing, but the Imoy means that it's constantly with him. And it shouldn't be Stam, he always has with him in Mishnah Berurah, Gemara, or Chumash. He has his private Sefer Torah. Now, the Lashon of the Mishnah is the Kois of Loi, that the Melech is Mitzava to write for him. So the Poskim discuss that Betzim is a mitzvah kol echad ve'echad miyisrael to write a Sefer. Pasuk in Parshas Vayelech, the Kos of Ve'atah Kisvachem Sashir Azois. But the Pasuk says over here, the Kos of Loi. It's Mishnah HaTorah Azois al Sefer. The Lashon, by the way, of Mishnah HaTorah Azois is a little bit strange. Why doesn't it say the Torah? Others want a Taino, the Machlok Sushoinim, that it could be that this Sefer Torah didn't have to be Kolol, Chamisha Kum Shadar, it didn't have to be the whole Torah. This Sefer Torah was only Sefer Dvarim, which is called Mishnah Torah. Midas HaMalchus Sefer Torah is one of the Ramazim of learning Mishnah Torah. Hoshana Rabbah is that Midas HaMalchus the Shaykh to Hoshana Rabbah, the Ushpizin of David HaMelech. So some Rishonim wanted Taina that the Sefer Torah over here didn't have to be a full Sefer Torah. It was the Sefer Torah of Mishnah Torah. The Ma'aseh of the Lashon Gemara is that it was a mini Sefer Torah. Gemara Chaval says that it was Kimin Kimeo Kitano. Mamash had to have it on a chain on his arm. That was the way he went around. That was his signet ring, so to speak, was his Sefer Torah. So others tie maybe it only had to have only Tayagoisius. Tayagoisius, which Pasha would have Tayagoisius? Has to be a mini Sefer Torah. The Pasha of Aseret Dibros. Others, like we said, say there has to be more Mishnah Torah. Others say that it has to be Chamisha Chumash Torah, proper Sefer Torah. Torah says Torah. So those are the Shittas here.